This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Joseph Watson's here, in case you just joined us. Huge breaking news on the censorship control front. So I want Paul to have the floor the next 5 minutes and really lay out exactly what's happening, exactly what we're facing, and how huge this is, and how if people just wake up, this could really explode in big tech's face. Paul, take it away.
Yeah, people need to realize how important this is. Google gets criticized for potentially building a dragonfly-censored search engine in China. People lose their minds over that, and rightly so. People criticize Google for working in China to digitally disappear political dissidents. Yes, that's outrageous. But it's already happening in the United States, and nobody bats an eyelid. We've had studies by Dr. Robert Epstein, which have shown algorithmic manipulation by big tech can shift millions of votes during elections. He said it could shift up to 12 million votes. He said it did shift 2 to 3 million votes in Hillary Clinton's favor with biased search algorithms. So the Trump administration needs to put attention to this. They need to put it top of their agenda, because otherwise they're going to lose in 2020. This is absolutely massive. You can change the minds of people by putting certain search results over others. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, and we've proven for a fact that they are now placing mainstream media outlet results above independent content creator results, even when you search the direct search term. Videos with 6 million views are buried beneath dozens and dozens of mainstream media videos. In one case, a Mark Dice video was on page 4. It had 2 million views. It was below another video produced by a mainstream news station, which had a paltry 750 views. This is open, brazen, partisan election meddling. They've been caught doing this in Ireland with the abortion referendum in Ireland, putting pro-abortion content above pro-life content to change the minds of people during an election. That is election meddling. Slate wrote an article complaining that pro-life content was appearing at the top of search results. Within hours, YouTube changed it to relegate that pro-life content. Again, clear partisan meddling. Now, BuzzFeed writes an article saying that YouTube needs to tamp down on conspiracy theory content. Or what do they define as conspiracy theory content? Hyper-partisan and misogynistic videos. Okay, a misogynistic video could be somebody criticizing the Women's March. A hyper-partisan video could be someone criticizing, you know, Cortez or Cory Booker. This is election meddling. They talk about anti-social justice warrior or misogynist clips. They want those censored. And once again, the very next day, YouTube caved, came back and said, yes, we will now implement controls where we censor this conspiracy content. In the BuzzFeed article, what's conspiracy content? Again, it's Dinesh D'Souza, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson. They conflate all of it. So again, this is just another excuse for them to silence their political opposition, to silence their adversaries by abusing their platforms to pressure big tech, not even pressure them. They're both working hand in hand to, again, censor any content that goes against the progressive dogma. That's why this is important. They're abusing their power. The Trump administration needs to pay attention to this. They need to amend Section 230 of the Communications Act. Otherwise, they're going to lose the 2020 election, because this kind of stuff changes millions of minds.
You're right,
Paul.
That's
why it's important.
And in closing, big tech, above all, is a psychological advertising operation and control system. They know what they're doing. So they picked us off, picked others off, set the precedent. Now it's turned into a giant snowball. And because other people wouldn't stand up and wouldn't resist it, and Congress has done nothing. It's greenlit total censorship, where now it's going to be Ben Shapiro, and now it's going to be President Trump. They're talking about taking Trump off Twitter. This is now here. It's the big crisis. But you're at NewsWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and fighting on, and we salute you. Everybody should take this video once we post it and share it. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson. Great job. We'll be back with more Tomorrow's News Today.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
News today.
There's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
Alex Jones, the far-right conspiracy theorist who is apparently...
Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
You know, I'm very frustrated with Roger Stone. I'm very angry at him. I'm very frustrated and I'm very angry at Paul Joseph Watson. I'm very frustrated and I'm very angry at my wife. I'm very frustrated and I'm very angry with the crew in here. And I'm very, very frustrated and angry with myself. And I'm very frustrated and I'm very angry with you. And I'm very frustrated and angry with our local radio and TV stations. And I'm frustrated with our sponsors. Because despite the fact that we know the truth and we know how serious and dangerous things are, we don't act like it's dangerous. And we don't take the proper actions like it's dangerous. And I've been wrapping my mind around something here that a very high-level globalist told me off record. And I think listeners and viewers have figured out now. If I tell you I've got something big off record and I can't tell you, that's the journalistic hat I'm wearing. That's how people tell me things, because they know I then will not release the information unless it's criminal. But, you know, some of the stuff they told me years ago, I thought about it, it really is criminal. Because their whole program is criminal. And I've told this story probably 100 times in the last decade. Hard to believe it happened a decade ago. I can even find the date of when it happened, because I was flying on American Airlines first class on ABC's dime to be on The View. For my first and only time. They invited me back last year. I refused to go. It's just a bunch of harpies lying. And I'm on the plane first class with the head of the third largest bank in the U.S. And I'm like, I recognize you. He goes, yeah, I recognize you too. And so we talk a little bit in the 3-hour flight about his dad, who's a retired general. He was visiting in San Antonio and... Well, yeah, he can, you know, he can fly on one of the company jets, but he just likes to fly because it's easier, because the jets can't always be there. And he was talking about the economic crisis that had just happened, 2008, I guess about 2009. And when I started talking about nationalism and the family and how we defeat globalism and all the rest of it, instead of me kind of being a distraction, he took his glasses off and he said, you want to know something off the record? This is off the record, right? And you can tell your people about it because you're not going to stop us. But he said it was just like out of network. In fact, let's cue that up again. But he didn't get as upset that he had that whole corporate alpha male thing down. Like, I'd only experienced like a few times, like my dad's dad was that type of alpha male where they can just turn it on like that. It's like, whoa. And they're not even trying to do it. And, you know, I could turn it on if I'm unscrewing somebody's head. But these guys, just like a faucet, they have it. And it was as the plane was landing and it's taxiing, and he finished his statement as he got up, perfectly dressed in a 3-hour flight in his suit, got his black trench coat out. I'm all swabbed out sitting there, nervous about being on The View, drinking a, you know, vodka and screwdriver at 10 in the morning, which I don't normally do. And he pointed right at me, and he just said, you'll never beat us because of this. And he laid it all out to me. And he said, you think people adapt and overcome, like the Marines say. You think to the adversity of what we're doing to you that you're going to adapt and that you're going to overcome it. He goes, no, people adapt to what we take away from them and what we do to them. And he goes, the public will never really want your help in the end. And if they were in the positions we're in, they would tear all of us apart. And he said, you'd be advised, son, to get on the right team. And he got his jacket out, perfectly put it on, and walked off the plane. And that's the same speech I've gotten from other ones. And that's the attitude. And their attitude is, hey, this stuff's all going on out in the open. And the people put up with it. And notice how the public didn't stand up for me when I got censored. Our audience did, the best people out there, literally. That's the core. They want shut down. They don't want you communicating with each other. You're who they fear. But for the general public, they didn't have the instinct that Americans used to have that, hey, if we're taking one person's free speech, we're about to take it all. I mean, you can have pedophile shows on Netflix and praise devil worship everywhere, but you can't have Alex Jones on the air questioning public events. Our Congress doesn't care that Google's helping set up total slavery in China. So, see, the establishment says, hey, you're an alpha that's smart. You should join us, the other alphas, instead of trying to help these people. But you see, you look at these globalists, a lot of their kids commit suicide. They're really unhappy. They're real robotic. They're all about power and control and about how they are these incredible people, but they're not really. Because, yeah, I know the world's fallen. I know the general public's got problems, but they're a mirror of the establishment. And now the establishment acts, they then repeat, and they become that because they're followers. And it's because of the globalist bad leadership that they just think is survival of the fittest. That they've cut off the Christian ethos that was the engine and the fount, the headwaters of everything good. And that's a fact. And so that's really what this comes down to. But, you know, we all just are adopting and adapting to being killed. We're just opting in to be dehumanized and demoralized and to hate our life force and to hate our mission and to not believe we have some greater goal in the universe. In just the last 40 years, they've turned the whole seafaring, wagon train, expansionist idea of the Christian Western ethos into we're horrible, we're bad, we've got to roll over and die, and everything being established is the end of humans as we know it. It's the post-human era that the globalists are pushing for. And they all believe they're going to have it. They all believe they're going to get it. And they're biblically buying into this devilish lie that if they'll just come in and play God on earth and do all these terrible, horrible things, somehow then they'll transcend their humanity and their fallenness by becoming even more fallen. They've been in the dark so long, they don't know what light is. They've been upside down so long, they think down is up. They think crawling down into Hades, down a trillion miles of the devil's intestines, is finding God. When no, you're not finding God, you're finding destruction. So when I see some dim-witted, wannabe priesthood leftist who's into controlling people, and even knows the whole narrative is a fraud, cuss and yell at me, it doesn't get me down. They're cussing and yelling at me as a person. In fact, at a bestial level, the energy jacks me up. But I feel sorry that they're an agent of evil and that they've consciously made the decision. And that's what's happening in the world right now, is that people are making the conscious decision to join with evil. And that's why you see governors coming out and saying, yeah, I said we keep babies alive and kill them after they're born. Big deal. I don't apologize. And Vice doesn't apologize for all their pro-pedophile shows in the New York Times because, hey, they think we're weak and they're making their move. They've got all their followers put in place and they're making their move on us. So when we come back, do you want to adapt to being a slave or do you want to adapt and overcome? Because I am about adapting by overcoming, by building our future, by deciding what it will be, not adapting to the architecture and the false paradigm they put us into, but by doing what humans do in the image of God, building our environment, deciding our destiny. I am creating new destinies.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from a pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So I have fought with the devil. I got down on his level, but thanks to Jesus Christ, I never gave in, so he gave up on me, to quote Keith Whitley. But I just spent a whole segment getting into the globalist ace in the hole, they believe, that you don't adapt and overcome to tyranny, you learn to submit to it. If it's done by increment, by successive approximation, or the frog in the pot of water that's slowly taken up to boil. So I'm going to hit two stories, one this segment, one next, that are completely illustrative of this, and just really sit back, because I have to do this too. I'm not lecturing here. You have to really sit back and let it sink in what's going on. Now imagine if you were coming out with telecommunications equipment 40 years ago that was developed, where you would have a portal or a hub or a managing robot in the house that would control and manipulate all the devices, all pre-programmed, like a universal remote, and that that system, like a Palantir, that's even what the NSA program is called, or crystal ball, that you can ask questions to, you can look into, but the problem is it's two-way. Now, why on earth would you bring something into your house that's two-way? Because it's not just like a telephone where you dial the number and it goes out and if somebody wants to tap it, they got to break in on that line. This is a system where the whole world and 5 billion people that are on the internet out of 7.5 billion and all these computers and all these hackers, why on earth would you ever, why would you ever put something that, like that in your house? Well, see, here's the normalcy bias. You're not a killer. You're not a murderer. You're not any of these things, so you project onto it that it's good because you're good. That's why so many people get in the yellow Volkswagen with Ted Bundy and they get raped and tortured for 3 days. That's why so many people can get conned or get scammed, because that's what they do. That's how they operate. They play on you projecting that. So a family was watched through Nest security cameras. You know, when these things came out a few years ago, I said all these wireless systems, anybody can grab into them whatever they want. Amazon's already watching you with live AI systems, already gathering data for sales. There is a race. Imagine if this was coming out 20, 30 years ago, which it did, these systems, into corporate understanding. There would be a race, wouldn't there, by all the tech companies, big and small, to see who can get an autonomous surveillance pod, an imperial probe droid. Let's not use the Palantir analogy. Let's use an imperial probe droid analogy. You know, imperial probe droids, they're not too powerful themselves, but they'll call in some really big bad guys. Here's a microcosm example of this. A lot of folks, till they figured out not to do it, would post on Facebook where they lived, geolocated, didn't know it was doing it on the photos of what they got for Christmas and they were going to go to Cancun. They'd come home a week later and their entire house had been robbed and someone had been living in it and had been there until the very day they flew back because they were broken into your computers through Facebook. They knew everything about you. They were watching you post photos of yourself that morning having a last pina colada in Cancun. So you put these things in, and they're so convenient for you, but they're all two-way. Let's play a clip from Lord of the Rings where Gandalf's like, why do you have this two-way camera system, this computer system? And that's the archetypal, you know, the ancients envisioned something like this, almost like they've been through this before, erase memory, because in the future, that's what they say, it'll actually be a ball that projects into your house everything. In fact, that's the new designs they plan in about 10 years, will actually be a crystal ball. Oh, wow, strange. Every culture said that they'd seen those or heard of those, and now there'll be crystal balls for everyone that are two-way. But see, you go where you want, but you don't control who comes in. It's a big doorway into your life. Who would put a big black ball in your house that anything could come through? Oh, and it turns out some folks came through on their little kids, tried to kill them with the computer that was controlling their house, see? You set up a robot because you trust big tech because they just run slave camps in China. So Gandalf knew it was a problem, but Saruman didn't think it was a problem. Here it is.
The Palantir is a dangerous tool, Saruman. Why? Why should we fear to use it? They are not all accounted for. The lost seeing stones. We do not know who else may be watching. The hour is later than you think. Sauron's forces are already moving. The Nine have left Minas Morgul.
The Nine?
They crossed the River Isen on Midsummer's Eve, disguised as riders in black.
They've reached the shore.
They will find the ring. Kill the one who carries it.
Frodo.
Join with Google. Join with Facebook. Everyone else is. No one could stop the power of Sauron.
He did not seriously think that a hobbit could contend with the will of Sauron. There are none who can. Against the power of mortal, there can be no victory. We must join with him, Gandalf. We must join with Sauron. It would be wise, my friend.
Tell me, friend, when did Saruman the Wise abandon reason for madness?
Everybody's joining with Sauron. The Nine have left. Google and Apple have already moved to China. The pedophiles are making their move, announcing themselves. The AI's rolling out. They're letting you know your phones are watching you. You keep your mouth shut or we'll censor you. Yes, my friends. When we come back, though, imagine that voice coming through over the Palantir and threatening your children and then learning about it. And then learning that they were trying to burn your house down, trying to destroy your thermostat, trying to sabotage. And that was just one evildoer using the Palantir. When we return, you bring the Trojans in, and then you wonder when they were designed as weapons by the AI global takeover that someone else jumped the gun, that someone else used the Nest, the Alexa, the system. Too early. Yeah, someone jumps the gun. Don't let them know yet. The attack in the dead of night in mass.
Yes.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. 3 p.m. I'm here live. Very honored to be here. Very thankful for all your support, your prayers.
I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding.
I'll be back this Sunday live as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget the War Room, live from D.C. today. We'll have Roger Stone either gagged or ungagged by this nightmare judge that's creating a star chamber. At least that's what Mueller's requesting. She's done that so far with other cases. He gags people from speaking out in the press so the press can destroy him, and she doesn't let them do fundraising. I mean, you talk about Soviet. That puts the yes in Soviet big time. And, of course, we're being targeted right along with Roger. People say, well, why would you do that, dummy? Oh, like the whole world's about trying to get out of confrontation. Listen, I know I'm looking for any confrontation. I like to be out on a little aluminum boat with a 20-horsepower motor with my kids. That's about as close to heaven as you're going to get. But I can't sit there and ride around on a boat all day and have a good time while the enemy's coming down on us. And it's really that simple. That's why I do not like listeners saying, oh, you're so great, you're such a hero. Listen, if I was in a truck and flipped off the road and it went into a river, and let's say my 2-year-old was in a, God forbid, was in a, their safety seat, and we were going underwater, it wouldn't be heroic that I'd climb in the back and make damn sure she got out. That's my baby. That's mine. I want that. It isn't heroic to try to save my baby. That isn't something special to do. I'll do a lot more than climb in the back of some flooding out car to get my baby. And I just don't understand how people don't have will. Like used to, I used to go a long time ago and swim laps back when I was in better shape, like 20 years ago, at a place called Deep Eddy, and it's got an Olympic-sized pool. And I could swim from one end to the other underwater, and they had these former Olympic athletes that were there, and most of them couldn't do it, and I'd have bets with them and beat them. And they said, how do you do that? Because you're not even that guy. I said, it's will. I have to turn my brain off and decide that I'm dead if I don't do this, and then it's easy. I can still do like a length and a half. I just don't have that will like I used to. Plus, my heart starts beating way too fast. But the point is that people don't understand deciding you're going to do something. They don't get it. And if you want to know why the globalists are so scared of this broadcast, it's because they don't have will. At the top, they've got evil will to dominate, but their minions are a bunch of followers. And just the idea of someone having will scares the hell out of them. But so much of will is deciding something's right and then flipping a switch. Flipping a switch saying, I made a decision that I'm not going to roll over to what you're doing. And it's that spirit that they fear. It's that idea that the enemy wants to stop because they want to rule your life. They want to run your life. They think you're a bunch of morons. Now, I just spent a whole segment getting into the tech we brought into our houses and our worlds and how great it works and how wonderful it is. It's not bad itself, but it was designed and built in a corporate rollout where they're all competing with each other over who can get the most AI in your house to watch and listen to everything you do to control your life and then manipulate decisions you make to run your life. I mean, you wouldn't let some Senate committee in your house to live there and tell you how to cook dinner or what to watch on television, and you sure as hell wouldn't want them in your bedroom. But on record, and we first broke this, since these things came out, it's been their business model to listen to every damn thing you say. It's not just when you hit the button. It's not just when you hit the button and you ask it a question. You get to look in the crystal ball. It's watching you, Jack. And do you know who's on the other end of that? Not a very nice feller. So I said I get to with this segment, but we got to get to it next because I want to play the whole CBS news piece. But here's this family, and they hear their little kid being talked to by a man. And they keep wondering why the heat's turned up to 90 on the baby's room and why, well, stuff's going crazy. Because you've got some lower-level psychotic that knows it's easy to grab through the transmissions or other systems the code to your Nest or any other of the smart meters or any of them, because they're all designed to steal your data. That's what they're designed to do, Jack. So it's like, oh, these devices are vulnerable. They're designed. So saying a Roman short sword is vulnerable to being a very effective weapon at killing people. It's not vulnerable. It's designed. Wood chippers are vulnerable to being able to chew up lots of wood. Lighters are vulnerable towards combustion. 45 9/11 Colts are vulnerable to firing 7 shots. It's designed to do it. It's the big global corporate system, and it's what they're providing and what they're rolling out. And they go before Congress and say, we're not watching or listening to anybody, and it's in their own corporate minutes they're doing it. But here's the deal. We know this. We know this. And when somebody gave some family member last Christmas gave one of my daughters one of these damn things, and I hear something up in her room, and I go in there, and there is Alexa set up, and my daughter's talking to it, my middle daughter. And I didn't act like Moses that found a golden calf and go crazy. I should have. I took it, and I said, I'll take evil and turn it to good. I took it to the office. We did peace with it here in the thing. But the point is, I must not be doing a good enough job that my own family buys my children these damn things. You can say, well, the phone is the same deal. I get it. But it can be locked up. It can be put in a lead container in your purse. It can be put away. It can be, no, this is supposedly in the center of your life. Like daddy and mommy used to be, a big evil robot spying on everybody, and that everybody else can then jump into and dial into. Imagine the left and Apple, what jerks they are there. None of their kids are allowed to use iPads, any of it ever. Back to Steve Jobs, because that's for you. With a back door, 2 buttons, they call any phone number they want. Bloop, bloop. Keep wondering how BuzzFeed and the Washington Post can break in anybody's phone or anything, and how they know everything, and how CNN knew how much money we were making at YouTube and what videos we had and what we were saying in private emails, because it came out they were given access, Oliver Darcy, Brian Stelter, to my private account. These people are brazen, and they do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and they've got crystal balls in your car, in your hand, in your living room, in your bathroom. I remember years ago, my wife would be crawling all over me, which is good, and I'd say, hey, put the phones in the bathroom. She's like, oh, no one's listening. Well, number one, I'm Alex Jones. And number two, sweetheart, I'm pulling up patents to her. She goes, well, that kind of kills my mood. I go, here's the patents. 2004, we first broke it. They're listening and watching everything. The whole business model is that. You know how valuable that is? They know with these ion waves they send out now, and this is really high tech, if you've got a brain tumor or cancer now, they don't just, it's like, well, what do we have to hide? We're having sex. I don't need a damn robot in the room while I'm having sex. That's my whole point. Jeez. I mean, why? See, it's weird to talk about having sex with your wife on there. That's kind of misogynistic. That's kind of humans having babies. But if you got a robot and a whole tech company can dial in with 2 buttons and listen, well, that's just fine. See? So teach your kids pedophilia is good. Just don't have sex with your wife. Follow me. We'll be right back. Stay with you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
Only problem with playing a Hank Williams Jr. song is that it's bumper music. We gotta cut it off.
The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
All right, let me get serious, because there's a lot of news I haven't gotten to. We have a special guest joining us, and it's just this whole idea of bringing tech in from evil companies whose business model is watching and listening and using NSA software from the Echelon program in the 70s and 80s, this is old school stuff, to track everything you say and then put it into a computer algorithm where if you talk about Louis Vuitton handbags, 2 hours later it's all over your phone because they're listening. And then people say, oh, well, that's AI. I'm not worried about it. Well, you better be worried about the companies and what they use that information for. Meanwhile, family was watched through Nest security cameras. I'm going to get to this and then do a story But when I saw it a few days ago, I said, I'm always a guy that says this stuff first. And every once in a while, I'm wrong. I said, let me let everybody else find out. Just showing the establishment, doesn't matter what you do to me. People are on to your crap now. And the police aren't buying it. No one's buying it. This Empire actor where the guys in ski masks called him the N-word and said you're a, you know, queer and all this stuff. And everybody's saying it's a false flag. There's no video, even though there's cameras of it. It's millions of these shows. Everybody's a star that's got some show. And then now they've got people crying on TV saying Trump's behind it. So you at least know the response to it is a false flag. But, oh, if it turns out it was real, which maybe this is the one out of a thousand hate crimes that's real, then it's like, oh, Alex is evil for questioning it. No, I'm not. It's my First Amendment right, and I've been proven right over and over again. But we'll go over some of the hundreds of fake hate crimes. Because, you know, there's not a lot of folks spray painting queers on people's walls. You know, we're not that interested in what you do in your bedroom, bro. Oh, I'm so sick of it. Yeah, here in Chicago, where blacks kill 2,000 blacks a year, and whites might kill 5 blacks a year, but whites are evil, and oh, you're a poor victim. We're going to look at it all. But first, since I mentioned it, family was watched through Nest security cameras, and they hear this man's voice, they feel crazy, they hear it again, then they capture it. And then the guy's jacking with everything in the house, trying to kill the baby with 90-degree turned up heat or turning the power off or messing with everything. This is what you brought into your house so that even if there were system-wide bugs or problems, everything goes down. Why would you want ubiquitous systems like this? Well, because, you know, I can then watch my house remotely. Really, what about knowing your neighbors? Besides, what are you going to do all day? Then, you know, we've got these on the office, similar systems. It's like, oh, we got an alert. Oh, a deer walked by or a stray dog. You know, you spend your whole life just watching and watching and watching. Don't have guns, but, oh, have lots of cameras, which don't actually cut crime. I'm not saying cameras in themselves are bad, but these are two-way digital cameras that anybody can jump on and then use against you. It turns out thieves are casing joints, breaking in instantly to these and using things like Nest systems because they're the most ubiquitous. Like, whatever the biggest system is, always the worst. Whatever's the biggest, like PC always had all the viruses because it was the biggest, and Mac was small, so they weren't. Now that they're big, they have viruses. It's like, oh, I've got the biggest, I've got the best. You mean a big, giant, red X on your ass. So let's go to the CBS News report out of Chicago. Here it is.
As I approached the baby's room and stood outside, I was shocked to hear a deep, manly voice talking to my 7-month-year-old son. My blood ran cold.
Arjun Sood was standing outside Oliver's door.
Back it up. I agree with the father. That's not good. But Bill Maher would say it's love. I mean, Bill Maher says a 12-year-old should have sex with 35-year-olds. It's love. So, hey, we got a hate crime. The father is trying to stop his baby, who's consensual of age, to have a conversation with whoever this person is. I mean, that's the leftist view. I'm just kind of bringing you fair and balanced. Like, what would BuzzFeed or Vice say? I'm not saying that. The father's absolutely right. But I'm going to be cutting in as if I was Vice with the other side of the story. Well, let's continue.
To my 7-month-year-old son, my blood ran cold.
Arjun Sood.
Hold on. That's pedophobia. Back it up. You got a thought crime, a hate crime here. Back it up to the beginning. You don't like
hello, little baby. How are you doing tonight?
How dare you not want that in your house? It's like Cuomo said on CNN. He said, if your daughter is at the public school and 10 years old and a dude comes in and thinks she's a woman, she should rejoice looking at his genitals. Your daughter's a hate monger. Let's continue.
Talking to my 7-month-year-old son, my blood ran cold.
Arjun Sood was standing outside his son Oliver's door Sunday when he heard that voice. He burst in. The voice stopped. He and his wife chalked it up to baby monitor interference. But once downstairs...
And I was standing right about here.
They heard the voice again.
Who is this?
An unseen intruder talking to them through their Nest security camera using obscenities, including the N-word.
Asking me, you know, why I'm looking at him because he saw obviously that I was looking back. And continuing to taunt me.
It was terrifying.
Suit says once his shot...
Pause again.
We just want to talk to your babies. We have drag king days with your elementary students teaching about this.
It's ma'am! All I'm trying to do is talk to your baby. It's ma'am! It's Kid Love, the production company, you know, of Bill Maher. It's ma'am! What are you looking at? I'm having a conversation with your baby right now. And that's these people. They're very... At city council, like, we're going to have conversations with your five-year-olds, and you're not going to stop us. We're grooming your children. Sorry. Thank you, Amazon, for sponsoring Nambla. Oh, but wait, it gets better. Let's go back.
It was terrifying.
Sood says once his shock subsided, he composed himself enough to record part of the ominous exchange.
What's that?
Sood believes the hacker also turned their upstairs thermostat to 90 degrees, noticing that the same night. A potential danger to their baby.
And then they mess with our thermostat?
Give me your child.
Sood's unplugged their...
We didn't break through thousands of dimensions to not chew this planet to pieces. Give us control now! We've almost got our... See, this is all tentacles for them. That's what you're going to see. All the devices are going to be used for all these demonically possessed people to then interface with them, and then the real hell's going to begin. But all their tentacles, all their weapons, all their surveillance is being put in, and then all you're going to see is demonic manifestation. Demonic manifestation. This is the invasion. This is the invasion. Take the chip and join us now, please. Give us your children. Oh, it's liberal. We give us our children. It's Kid Love Productions. Sorry, I'm just dialing into the transmission. Sorry. It's not healthy to do that, is it? Here, let's just go back to this transmission.
Who does that? Again, who does that?
The Soods unplugged their interior cameras, called police, and soon after, Nest itself.
I pause. And then did you hear that? Nestophobic thing. A loving person wants to burn the baby up and is wanting to have a little... Get out of my way. I'm having a discussion with your child. How dare you interfere with me? I'm grooming your baby. I've been grooming it for a while. I'm liberal. Children, we need our government now. Families are bad. Google said, destroy the family. Hail Satan. Let's continue. Go ahead.
The Soods unplugged their interior cameras, called police, and soon after, Nest itself.
And then they said, well, you should have used a unique password and two-factor authentication, and if you did, you know, that would be that.
Sood's been using Nest for years, sinking thousands of dollars into the system to help secure his home.
Okay, pause again. But it's your fault. See, you didn't know. Let me explain something, Bubba. Amazon's got AI watching your butt. So you think that low-level demon that got in on there so it can stare at your baby is a problem. Buddy, that is the least of your problems. Real devils don't show their tails until they got you hanging up by your toes. That's it for this hour. Remember, make sure you trust the government and take all the vaccines. So if you don't end up with a brain-damaged child, you're the one that's dead. And when you talk about it, they'll call you a hate monger. Just remember, Cuomo on CNN says, let your daughter, unaccompanied, by herself, be with men in showers that are 30 years old. Because he's Cuomo, and you're not. And his brother legalized killing babies after birth and harvesting them. Oh, he's so with the programmer. We love Cuomo. We love him down here. We can't wait till he's in here with us. Ah, yeah. Woo! Anyways, there you go. Little blip into Cuomo. Like, Cuomo's like, will I feel good, Master, if I do bad things? Yes, you will, Cuomo. Be bad like your family. Be bad like your family. I will be. I want to be bad. Good, good. You may now rise, Darth Cuomo. A powerful Sith you will become. Yes! Your children are ours!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.